Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Speaker, a couple of lessons I learned in the Army were you move to the sound of gunfire, and the most important step in the troop leading procedures is to supervise the execution of your orders. When Americans were fighting for their lives in Benghazi, Barack Obama did neither. He sent no quick reaction force, and he didn't even stay in the Situation Room to supervise the execution of his orders. We expect more from lieutenants in the Army than our president gave us that night. For 2 years, he's covered up this failure of leadership by stonewalling. Not anymore. We will now get to the truth. But what do our colleagues on the other side of the aisle say to this? They express great outrage at politicizing this matter. When I was leading troops in Iraq in 2006, men and women who were being shot at and blown up by Al-Qaeda, where was the outrage as they fundraised endlessly off the Iraq war? Where was the outrage as they viciously attacked our commanders? Where was the outrage when they said that soldiers were war criminals? Where was the outrage when they said the war was lost? Where was the outrage when they said that only high school dropouts joined the Army? Forgive me if I don't join my Democratic colleagues in sharing in their fake outrage. 4 Americans lost their lives that night in Benghazi. They deserve justice. The American people deserve the truth. One other lesson I learned in the Army is we leave no man behind, and we will not leave these 4 men behind.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 981 days, 14 hours, 55 minutes, and 49 seconds left of this Obama nightmare. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Membership makes freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth. Well, again, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Too many people out there are desperate to take away your freedom. And I'm sick and tired of it. God damn it. Wait till we get in today. We're going to get in it today. We're going to step in it today. Today we are going to step in it. God damn it. All right, let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway before it makes me want to puke. All right, good. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Both of make shift colors. All right, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, again, I must remind you, Jeffrey Cooner, very popular Boston radio talk show host, never heard of him, don't know anything about him, but I do like him. Why? Well, because he's going to be organizing a very large rally for Justina Pelletier. Yeah, you remember her? I don't think the media does. Maybe somebody should send him a little note, maybe a tweet. How about that for a hashtag there, Michelle? How about one for her? How about our girls? Not for nothing, but those are their girls. Our girls are right here in America being captive. Not for nothing. But I'm not saying we shouldn't go out there and help those girls. Don't get me wrong. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I am glad that a lot of people are coming together. I do like that. I am glad for that. But when it's a goddamn our own government who basically allowed them to get kidnapped in the first frickin' place, I mean, I just, you know, and it just makes me wonder. Maybe we would have done, yeah, you know, our actual due diligence. Maybe we could have prevented this. And I do believe that we could have prevented this. But we didn't. So now we got a cover-up. Now we got a lie. Instead of sending this goddamn Secretary of Stupid State, we send Susan Rice to lie. That's how they protect themselves. They're not going to put themselves in front of gunfire, no. They send out one of their youngins. Let them do it. The underlings. Take one for the team, Susan. So she gladly does. And when she does, she is very handsomely paid for her due diligence by a big fat frickin' promotion. And a whole bunch of more money, and continues to lie. This is what we got to put an end to in this country. I'm sick and frickin' tired of it. We're getting back to Justina Pelletier, which was the whole point of this. But the bottom line, we need to start caring about her. Yeah, I know she just got moved into the other facility, and the father seems like okay. They've obviously gave him a real good song and dance. Whether they follow through or not, I hope they do. But he's supposed to have basically unlimited conversation with no supervision, and you know, let him be with his daughter. So I can't really call it a start. She should just simply be home. Period. Maybe they can send her home very rapidly and find out that there is no medical abuse. This girl needs actual medical attention. Maybe if they had a decent governor there in Massachusetts, maybe a few people would not only lose their jobs, but have to face a judge and jury. Kidnapping, for Christ's sakes. You talk about torture. Liberals love to talk about torture. What the hell is that? You can torture a 14-year-old girl by locking her in a room, slapping her, pushing her, keeping her from sleeping. Didn't they bitch about that we did that to these Al-Qaedas? Wouldn't they complain about sleep deprivation? I believe that was one of the things. They said that was torture. You can't do it. But they can do it to a 14-year-old girl. It's okay for them to do it to a 14-year-old American. But we can't throw a little water and throw some panties on their faces? Killing Americans? What, are you kidding me? How the hell can these Democrats support this crap? What's the matter with you people? Wake up! These are your leaders doing this same stuff that you go out there and protest. These idiots have no frickin' idea that they're protesting themselves. But they blame the other people who aren't doing it, who are trying to stop them from doing it. And they get away with it. I mean, how? Why? I don't get it. My brain cannot process that. But it's the 21st century, you know, John McCain, you know, I don't like it. But it is what it is. Got to accept it. Hey, we're in the 21st century. What the hell does that mean, John McCain? The goddamn 21st century? What the hell are you smoking, crack? What are you on? Christ, McCain, God damn it. We don't like it. But it is what it is. It's the 21st century. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get the 21st century goddamn handbook. Right there on page one. It is what it is. No, it isn't what it is. Freedom ain't free unless it's free. Which means you are allowed to be free. That's not free. I don't want the government knowing everything I'm doing, spying on me, putting goddamn computer chips in my arm. Oh, it is what it is. No, it isn't. It only is what it is if people like you, who are afraid to frickin' fight it, want to just give in. You, of all people, Mr. McCain, should know about fighting, for Christ's sakes. You fought for your frickin' life for six goddamn years in a goddamn prison camp. Jesus Christ, if there's anybody who knows the what it means to fight, it's you. This is what is so confusing. Again, my brain can't process this. What happened to you, John McCain? God damn it, man. No, it is not is what it is. It's not. No, it's not. It only is if you accept it. Well, I don't accept it, and I don't care if I'm the only one. I don't give a damn. But I'm pretty sure I'm not. Pretty sure on that one. But if anybody cares about Justina Pelletier and you're anywhere near that Massachusetts stupid state house, get your ass down there, 2 to 4 p.m. Bring signs, do whatever the hell you got to do. But goddammit, do not vote for that frickin' governor in again. Maybe get a DA somewhere. Maybe you might be able to prosecute him. Don't they have an attorney general? Is he in on the game too? Is that what it is? They're all in on it. Goddamn judges, cops, DAs, frickin' governors. These goddamn social workers. Oh, I'm just doing my job. No, you're not doing your job. Those goddamn guards in the towers in Auschwitz were just doing their job too. What the hell are you doing? Don't give me that doing my job, following orders, BS. I ain't buying that crap. I'm not buying this. It's just a system. I can't do anything about it. That's what the rule book says. That's what it says right here. This is the company handbook. This is what it tells me what I got to do. My job description. You got to use some goddamn common sense. I know they don't put that in your frickin' handbook. You just got to have it. To get it. But Justina Pelletier in front of the Massachusetts Stupid State House on Saturday, May 17th, which is this Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. All right, scuttlebutt of the day. Lawmakers. Now, this goes again what I hit on earlier with these goddamn hashtags. Michelle, about hashtag bring our frickin' boy home. That's stuck in a goddamn Mexican prison because he took the wrong frickin' turn. Those jails in Mexico, and I do know for a fact, they're not very nice jails. They love to kidnap Americans, call your family and say, give us money or they die. And they do die. They don't screw around. When they say, give me the money, they mean, give me the money. There's no excuse why this man is in a Mexican jail for over a month now, and our damn government won't do anything about it. Have you even called Mexico there? John, why the long face, Kerry? Huh? Make a little phone call? No. How about you, Obama? You're more worried about a gay football player being drafted than you are about one of our goddamn heroes who were fighting for you stuck in a goddamn Mexican jail. Christ, man. Where the hell are our goddamn priorities? I'm not saying anything about that gay football player. I mean, hey, I wish him luck. I just want to see football. He's on the Rams. They're still going to suck. No pun intended. But I'm a Seahawk fan, and we're going to win the Super Bowl again, and that's just the way it is. Doesn't really matter. The point is, nobody seems to want to care in our government. I know we've got a few Americans out there that want to care about this crap, but where in the hell's our frickin' government? I don't know. They're on the golf course. Well, now we got a lawmaker. This is ridiculous. This is what just pisses me off. We got to get a lawmaker. Goddamn Congress have to pass a law to get the government off their ass. To do what should just be automatic. We got to get lawmakers to pass a law that the government will follow the Constitution. Well, the Constitution tells you to follow the goddamn thing. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, it's plain and simple. Every bit of this stuff. It's not very difficult to read. Not very difficult to understand. My God. Jesus Christ, I don't get it. Why? Why are we even arguing about this stuff? This is automatic. Whatever happened to leave no man behind? Goddamn fire department don't leave anybody behind. They go back in that building. We didn't leave anybody behind. Well, we had to. On some of them we just couldn't find anymore from 9/11, but they looked, man. I mean, they took that very seriously. And there were firemen that not only were they firemen, but the sons were firemen, and that one fireman found his own son. We won't do a goddamn thing for this man rotting in a Mexican jail. I mean, for Christ's sakes, can you even at least send a tweet? I mean, if you can't get on the phone, Mr. Kerry, because you're so busy doing important stuff. If you can't make a goddamn phone call, at least you can do is have one of your little staff assistants send a frickin' tweet. You love them tweets? Well, get tweeting. 5-year-old combat veteran. He's still a young man. He's in the prime of his life, and you want to take it from him because you're too frickin' lazy? Huh? What? Why would you leave this man behind? Because he's a combat veteran? This is pathetic. Aren't you supposed to be a combat veteran there, Mr. John Kerry, huh? Huh? Got all those medals you threw away? Did you even earn those medals, Mr. Kerry? Did you? Did you really? Okay, we'll take your word for it. Prove it! Call up Mexico, get that boy home. What the hell's the matter with you? Jesus Christ, I mean, this is ridiculous why we even have to talk about this. God damn it! He had a few guns in his car. Well, we can have guns in America. We used to be able to. All depends on who you are, I guess. And that's what it is. It was about guns, so they're not going to help it. Well, he had guns. He's got to be crazy. And he's suffering from PTSD or whatever the hell syndrome that crap is. I don't know. Is it real? Yeah. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. It's real. I just can't remember all these syndromes and disorders. But you come home from war, yeah, you're going to have a little, you're going to have some mental, It's going to hit you. I think we should do a hell of a lot more for them and at least have some kind of transition from the military into civilian life. I know when I got out, we had to go through a week-long stupid civilian course, and we didn't care. But, I mean, it was pretty interesting, and it was actually pretty good. But we need a little bit more than just a week conference. We need some real help. I mean, these guys are going to go out there and risk their frickin' lives, man. You got to treat them a little better when they come home. There's absolutely no goddamn excuse for that. And what they're doing in Arizona, that BA, what the hell? I'd like to know why there aren't any grand juries already. That's what I want to know. What the hell? We can't find anybody to investigate that? Jesus Christ. I mean, we get a couple of news clips. No. We need investigations down there, man. Maybe the FBI? I don't know. Somebody. Anybody. Barney frickin' Fife! These people need to be in front of a goddamn courtroom. You don't do that. Don't give me this. That's just, it's in the handbook right here's my job description. BS. BS. Nowhere does any job description say that. And if it does, there's some serious problems. They're trying to cover their ass. And they don't give a damn. And these are people's lives. These are human beings, for Christ's sakes. We don't do this to our own. Whether they were in the military or in combat or not, our goddamn prisoners get better treatment than this. What the hell? Goddamn child rapers? Mass murderers? All around friggin' freaks? They get much better treatment than this. That ain't right, man. That ain't right. I mean, if you're going to put on a secret list of who gets help, I mean, I'm not saying you should do it in prisons, but I mean, if you're going to do it, I mean, I think prisons would be your better pick than the goddamn VA. I mean, I'm just saying, Jesus Christ, man. There's no excuse why that man is still in that Mexican jail. Get off your goddamn ass, for Christ's sakes. They won't give them pilots a flyover. Their veterans are stuck in a Mexican jail for making a wrong turn. They don't give a damn. Let them rot. Serves him right for having a gun. He's crazy. Wasn't that, what the hell's her name? That Feinstein. Jesus God, what a horrid frickin' creature that is. Says that all veterans are, they're basically in a nutshell. She said they're all crazy. They're all mentally ill. All veterans are mentally ill and they shouldn't have a gun. And she gets away with it. Nobody in the Democratic Party can, no leadership can come up to her and say, hey, you want to cool down the frickin' rhetoric? Because that's ridiculous. Yeah, I know you have freedom of speech, but Jesus Christ, these are lives that are being affected here, you idiot! There's absolutely no frickin' excuse why this man is still in that Mexican jail. He's got a lawyer. He's calling on John Kerry. John Kerry, I don't know. He just, you know. Who knows where he's at? Jesus God Almighty. This is automatic stuff, man. Look, when one of our guys are caught behind enemy lines, man, we got to find a way to get them. That needs to be the military motto, all of them. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Even the stupid Coast Guard, short pants sailors. You never leave a goddamn man behind. That's rule number frickin' one, period. Rule number two, never frickin' disobey rule number one. Three, if you do disobey rule number one, you get frickin' shot. Jesus, God damn it. This stuff, I'm sorry, man, but no. I can't just sit idly by and have a goddamn civil conversation. No. This is not deserving of a civil conversation. This is deserving of a goddamn ass-whooping. This is deserving of. There's no excuse for a goddamn civil conversation on this. We need to stop being so goddamn accepting all the time. We need to accept the things that we should accept, we don't. The things that we shouldn't, we do. We should accept freedom of speech. Okay, fine. We do not accept that if one of our guys are down, we don't send any help. That is unacceptable. Oh, but it's just 21st century. Oh, yeah. No, it just is what it is. I don't like it. Did you hear the way he said that? Well, I don't like it. Well, then why do you accept it, you idiot? John McCain, I'm sorry, man, but what the hell? You got to retire. That's unacceptable, John McCain. Coming from you. Like Hank Aaron, for Christ's sakes, that guy broke my frickin' heart. He, of all people, should know what real racism is. But he wants to label people like me, who dare to criticize the king, I am now a racist. Even though I don't bring up his frickin' race. I talk about all the bad things that he does, like what he's doing right here with one of our men, our combat veterans, who fought for you, for me, for everybody. And he ignores him, lets him rot in a Mexican jail so they can kidnap him and receive a ransom. We got to get a payday. He puts hands in the Mexican drug car, or puts weapons in the hands of Mexican drug cartels. I mean, this man is putting weapons in the hands of Mexican drug cartels, goddamn Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. I mean, my God. But he won't let anybody in America get a gun. Mexico can have all of our guns. He's giving them out. He's giving all our guns away to the whole world. Giving out guns, handing them out like frickin' candy. Here, come get your candy guns. They're sweet. Here, have a few more. Yeah. Gives them out to Mexico. Gives them out to Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, all these stupid goddamn jihadi groups. There's a gazillion of them. I can't keep up with all the names. I can't even pronounce them. Jihad, whatever. It's all the same crap. Al-Qaeda, same stuff. Hamas, all the same stuff. To kill the infidel, that's it. Whatever you got to do. You force people to bow to Allah or you cut their heads off. And we want to give these guys guns, mortars, surface-to-air missiles. Anything else that we can scrape up. Can't give it to our citizens, but we'll give it to the people who want to kill our citizens. That makes a lot of goddamn sense. You want to call me a racist now there, Hank? Huh? Because I dared to criticize the king for doing that? For putting hands in our, for putting weapons in our enemy's hands? And you want to call me a racist for that now, Hank? You broke my frickin' heart. You're no longer the home run king. Babe Ruth is, and that's just the goddamn way it is. You don't owe me an apology, Hank. You owe yourself an apology. You let yourself down. Shame on you, Hank. God damn it. Let me open up my treasure chest here, see if we can scrape up any booty today. I frickin' doubt it. Yep, just like I said. No booty today, kids. Thousands of convicted criminals are freed. while awaiting deportation proceedings. So they're letting all the Mexican criminals out, all the illegal alien criminals out, and they're putting to save room for more American criminals. That's what they're doing. You don't believe me? 9-year-old girl arrested for having a school fight over a week later. Wait till you hear why. Unfrickin' believable. A deputy punches a young boy in the face in court. The boy is charged with assault, not the deputy. Wait till you find out about that story. No trial, no jury, no witnesses, no attorney. But student is expelled anyway. We don't need any stinking cops. We don't need a trial. We don't need any attorneys. We don't need any witnesses. We don't need any frickin' facts. We say you're guilty. You're guilty. You must be punished. Alec Baldwin is arrested for driving the wrong way on his bicycle. Now, I'm sure you've heard of this story. Well, there's another story that you haven't heard, and you're going to hear it from me. There is another side to this story, and you will hear why me, of all frickin' people, would ever side with Alec Baldwin. Politically, he's off the frickin' charts, man. I mean, this guy's lost. He's gone. But every once in a while, because, see, I listen to people. I don't just hear what I want, then assume and accuse the rest. So sometimes, every once in a while, you can hear a little bit of a point somewhere, and you got to take it, because that's all you're going to get out of these people. But Alec Baldwin does have a point, and I will explain why he has a point, and why I'm on his side on this one. You're going to hear it here. Obamacare contractor pays his employees to do absolutely nothing. They're supposed to sit at their desk and refresh their freaking computers every 10 minutes. Wait till you find out the amount of money that you are having to finally figure out a way to pull it out of your ass, because there's nothing left in your wallet to give to these people so they can sit behind a goddamn computer and do nothing. I don't like it. It just is what it is. It's the 21st century. Well, who wrote this 21st century handbook there, John McCain? Was it you? I don't know of any 21st century handbook, Mr. McCain, so I don't have to follow those goddamn rules. You understand? My rule book says I don't have to accept that, and I will not. Oh, God damn it. You've got to be kidding me. I forgot about this. I was going to cover this yesterday. Obama's IRS. And it is Obama's IRS. He's got the people in there that he wants. And they do his bidding. You don't believe me? Just go up to a tea party or ask him, hey, you being targeted by the IRS? Yeah. $100 million for goddamn office furniture. You gotta be out of your goddamn fool mind. Why the hell would the IRS need $100 million worth of goddamn chairs, desks, cabinets? The IRS spent $100 million on office furniture under the Obama administration and is now claiming it has insufficient funding to adequately serve the taxpayers. Duh. If you're going to spend $100 million goddamn dollars on frickin' chairs and desks and cabinets. Yeah, I think you would have insufficient funds. I mean, I'm just saying. But does it matter to the IRS? No. They can just get more money. Just tax the Tea Partiers. Find out who they are. They know who you are. They know who you vote for. They can find out the registration cards of your names, find out who, if you are a registered Republican or Democrat, and if you're a registered Republican, yeah, you will be taxed more. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew testified before Congress 2 weeks about the IRS's need for additional funding for the upcoming fiscal year. The IRS is currently seeking an increase of $1.2 billion. They've already spent $100 million. Now they need $1.2 billion. Imagine the amount of chairs you can buy with $1.2 billion. That's one hell of a chair. Well, did you see that picture? Speaking of expensive chairs, did anybody see that picture of our king on the throne? One of those Game of Thrones chairs that their king sits on it in the in their show. I've never seen it. I only seen it the first one. It was, you know, it was all right, but I just never had an opportunity to, you know, go back to see it again, to see more of it. So I don't know too much about it. But he's sitting on the chair, and the White House tweets it. It's an official tweet. Well, they think this stuff is funny. He's sitting on the throne. They think it's funny, and they'll come out and they admit it. Yeah, he is the king. They look at him as the king. Well, it's not funny. I'm sorry, it's not a laughing matter to joke about it. We don't have kings in this country. We don't have kings. We do not have frickin' kings. Again, in the Constitution, but you can't quote the Constitution because it's racist, because it gives freedom for everybody. That's racist now. That's racist now. I don't get it. I don't get why how we flipped upside down. Thinking in this country. How did we get to this point? I don't know. I don't get it. Again, my brain cannot process this crap. But this stupid secretary, Jack Lew, testified before the frickin' House 2 weeks ago about the IRS need for additional funding for the upcoming fiscal frickin' year. The IRS is currently seeking an increase of $1.2 friggin' billion goddamn dollars. Fiscal year 2014, $11.29 billion budget. Why would the IRS need $11.29 billion goddamn dollars to steal money from the American taxpayer? They gotta steal American taxpayer. $11.29 billion frickin' dollars so they can take another $11.2 frickin' $9 trillion out of your goddamn pocket. God damn it. Pay me to steal somebody. Pay me to be a thief. Imagine that. You get paid to go steal. So you get paid to go rob a bank. Like go rob, let's say, Fort Knox. You're going to pay me $11.29 billion. So I can go raid Fort frickin' Knox and take out, I don't know, trillions, gazillions, however much money's in there, gold, whatever, and I get to keep it. That's a hell of a goddamn deal, don't you think? I think so. That's a hell of a deal for me. Maybe I ought to join the goddamn government. I can get a goddamn payday. This is ridiculous! I'm like, come on, for chairs? Get the hell out of here, $96.5 billion, or million, $100 million, basically. They're probably still spending. They can't stop. Besides, don't you remember, Obama's got that open checkbook. Thanks to so-called Republicans like Daryl Issa and the frickin' rest of them. All 28 of these bastards. John Boehner. Eric Cantor. All of them. Look at them. They're all down here. Ed Royce. Frank Wolf. Virginia. What the hell happened to Virginia? I don't know. God damn them. Hal Rogers from Kentucky. I mean, come on. Kang, you knew that was going to happen. He's an idiot. We don't have any conservatism in our government anymore. I know there's a big argument between, you know, is there really a difference between Republicans and conservatives? Well, when you see crap like this, I mean, the evidence is kind of overwhelming that there's not very much of a separation anymore. There might be a few people in the Republican Party that are separated, but it does seem to have a majority of the Republican Party is kind of, well, they're bleeding into the Democrat side, just accepting it, just the 21st century. Maybe they got the 21st century handbook, but I didn't. And even if I did, I'm not going to follow those goddamn rules, John McCain. I am not going to accept it. Dan Patrick should have stood up and slapped him. But Dan Patrick is a goddamn communist himself. So I didn't expect him to say anything about it. Jesus Christ. What the hell else do we got in here today? Yeah, we already covered that. Oh, look at this now. Christopher Columbus's flagship, the Santa Maria. Looks like it was found off the coast of Haiti. I like stuff like that, man. I think that's kind of cool. I hope they find it, man. Well, they found it. They got pictures of it. I've seen it. But, you know, hopefully they can actually 100% confirm it. I don't know. Maybe if they could bring it up and put it back together, that'd be cool. I don't know. Or turn it into like a underwater museum, man. I think that's kind of cool, though. I like stuff like that. This is what pisses me off. I'm sorry. Why we got rid of our space program? No, absolutely. I mean, no. I mean, what the hell? It's bad enough we're already getting rid of our military, but to get rid of our space program and have to go with the Russians? I'm sorry, but Russians are not very, they're not very technical. I don't trust their equipment. I do not trust the Russians' technology. They can come up with some great ideas, but their technology sucks. I don't trust their technology at all. Absolutely do not. And this president, now we don't even have our own rockets anymore. We don't have a military. We don't have a space program. Well, we're open targets, man. Just come on over and take us. We're cheap. Wouldn't cost, I mean, goddamn Liechtenstein right now could come over and take the United States. Jesus Christ, man. We even got our own people attacking the United States. Jesus Christ. I need a shot of grog. Ugh. God damn it, that's good this morning. Nothing like grog in the morning. Smells like victory. Well, Russia is now banning the United States from using the space station because we gave sanctions on them for Ukraine. Maybe it was planned, I don't know. The president doesn't seem to really give a damn. So I guess I have to take it that this is all in his little master plan. We don't get rid of our space program. That is absolutely ridiculous. Does anybody understand that, I mean, satellites are important? Now we got to borrow the Russians? We can't go to the space station on our own. We got to hop a ride with the frickin' Russians on their equipment. I would not trust their equipment. No way. I would not go into space on Russian equipment. No. I've seen their ships. broken down. Their technology is not that good. This is the United States of America, man. We're the only goddamn country that landed on the goddamn moon. We don't get rid of our space program. We should be on Mars right now. The space program is very important. I'm sorry, it is. You want your little satellite TVs? You want your little cell phone? How do you think that comes out? How do you think you get your cell phone? Satellites. How do you think you watch your goddamn Kim Kardashian show? Frickin' satellites! People don't seem to realize. We're now giving the keys to the internet to Putin. We've given him our space program. We can't launch rockets anymore. Need to hop a ride with the goddamn Russians, get up there and fix our satellites. You think they're not going to find a way to attack our satellites? Yeah, they will, and they can. That's why China's getting their space programs. But we don't have a space program anymore. We should have. Hey, I'm sorry, but we got to get up there. We got to protect our satellites. You think for one second they're not going to try to attack our satellites? What, are you kidding me? This president wants it to happen. He's putting weapons in the hands of goddamn Al-Qaeda. That's why they blamed it on a video, so they wouldn't get caught. And the actual number of people that died, we don't really know. The State Department only listed 4. CIA wasn't supposed to be there. You know damn good and well there was more lives lost. I just got that feeling. There were more lives lost in Benghazi than what they reported. You could almost put money on that one. Will we ever find that one out? No, never, never. We'll never find out. And if somebody does find out, pretty sure they're going to die pretty quick. That's how these people are. But it doesn't take half a goddamn broken wet noodle to figure out. Of all the other lies that they told, and they won't release any of the names of the people that were there so people can interview them, find out, hey, dude, I know it was 2 years ago, but what happened, man? Well, you see a whole bunch of people over here, they got blown up by mortars, but we're not allowed to tell you. They don't exist. Now we got Iran now, took one of our drones, one of the king's drones, that landed rather safely in Iran, I might add. I wonder if that was, you know. Iranians say that they took it down with their technology. Do I believe it? Well, it's possible. If we gave it to them. Well, they got our drone, and they built one of their own. You don't think for one second that's not going to be used against the United States or Israel? Think again. This is what this president is doing to us. It just seems that he's going completely out of his goddamn way to just turn the keys to the United States over to the rest of the frickin' world. Turn it over to the UN. Let the UN govern the United States because we deserve it. We're racist. We're haters. We deserve to be punished. My Lord and Sweet Blue Heaven Congress, for Christ's sakes, it's time to impeach this president. American people, it is time to impeach your government. You do that in the goddamn Bodie booth. You need to start taking this stuff a little bit more seriously. And now we got Alec Baldwin, he found out. Well, we'll cover that. Let's get into this here first. I don't mean to digress all the time, but that's just the way it is. I don't like it. It just is what it is. 21st century. Thousands of convict criminals are freed while awaiting deportation proceedings. Boy, they're doing everything they can. They really need extra voters, don't they? Well, we can't win over their hearts and minds of the American people, so let's let out a bunch of prisoners. Yeah, you just vote for Democrats. Don't worry about ID. We'll get you registered. Don't worry about it. You vote for Democrats and you can go free. They're getting out just in time for the election. Look at that. November is just around the corner, by the way. It's not that far away. We're almost there. Pert near there. The Obama administration released thousands of convicted criminals, including murderers. And those convicted of sexual assault. Hey, those girls were asking for it. They were hot, man. They wanted it. They liked it. While they were awaiting deportation proceedings. Well, you get caught of a sexual assault or a murder. You get deported to a goddamn cell. And you stay there and you rot. Like our Marine who accidentally took the wrong goddamn turn is doing in Mexico. We're allowing our men to rot in a Mexican jail while we allow theirs to get out of ours for murdering our people, raping our girls, and they get out so they can become Democratic voters. So no, I'm not going to have a goddamn civil conversation over this. These are things you do not have civil conversations over. Christ! The numbers show that in 2013, Immigration and Customs Enforcement released 36,007 convicted criminal aliens. That's right, they're aliens. They're not space aliens. Nancy Pelosi, remember when she did that? That was a number of years ago. Somebody said something about illegal aliens. And she just stood up, what? I don't know what you're talking about, illegal alien? Oh, I don't know anything, illegal alien? No, that wasn't Nancy Pelosi. That was that dingbat. What the hell's her name? That goddamn attorney. Gloria Allred. Jesus Christmas. God almighty. I mean, that woman is disgusting. Jesus God almighty. What? I mean, just what a piece of work. I don't know what you mean, illegal alien? No, they're not space creatures. Shut up. Go chase an ambulance and shut up. She's another idiot. 36,007 convicted frickin' criminal aliens. While they were awaiting for their outcome of their deportation cases. Represented, 36,000 represented over 88,000 convictions. So they were convicted. I wonder how many Americans get out for murder and rape. Just the illegal aliens get out? Well, Americans, you know, I mean, they're not worth very much anymore. It's racist to keep an illegal alien in prison. If you imprison them, well, that's, you're racist. Doesn't matter if they murdered or raped your daughter. No, that don't matter. It's racist to even bring them to trial. According to the report, the 88,000 convictions included 193 homicide convictions. 426 sexual assault convictions. 303 kidnapping convictions. Maybe Michelle sent a hashtag tweet. Bring back our illegal aliens. More than 1,000 aggravated assault convictions. Let them out. Unfreaking believable. Now let's get into this Alec Baldwin here. Now, if you don't know the story, he's riding his bike, 16th and 5th Avenue. He's riding on the wrong side of the road. Okay, first of all, is that a stupid city ordinance thing that you're not supposed to ride your bike on the wrong side of the road? Yeah. Is he a threat to society? No. Is he a threat to himself? Well, maybe. Maybe. But he's an adult. He has to take that responsibility on himself. If he's going to ride the wrong way and gets hit by a car, he's got no one to blame but himself. He has to take that responsibility on himself. He seems like a pretty smart fellow. I'm sure he probably figured that out. That's probably more than likely what he was thinking. Should he have been approached? Absolutely not. Why? Well, he's not a threat to society. He's not causing a disturbance. He's riding his goddamn bicycle. The cop should have said, okay, well, he's a grown man. He's riding on the wrong side of the road. He gets hit by a car. It's his own goddamn fault. Something happens, he's got no one to blame but himself. He's not a threat to anybody. It is to say that he would get hit by a car. I mean, I'm just stretching here. I'm just trying to come up with some kind of rationale. But it's not worth a goddamn cop to even approach him. I'm sorry. But look, I mean, people, you have to take responsibility and accountability for your own frickin' actions. Police are not our mommies. That's not why we have a police force, to be our mommy. You have to be your own mommy. Then when they approached him, they demanded his identification. Imagine that. They got 4 frickin' cops out there. Oh, 14. 14 cops for riding your bike up and down the wrong side of the goddamn road. So what? If the cop was going to approach him, he shouldn't have. First of all, it doesn't matter what your stupid idea is. You know, you can tell him, hey, get on the other side of the road. You're going to get hurt. Get on the other side of the road. If he doesn't do it, he gets hit by a car. He's got no one to blame but himself. Boom, done. Lesson learned. But no, they got to go over there and demand his identification. Meanwhile, you could be freshly released from prison after raping and murdering a little girl. Walk into a goddamn voting booth and nobody's going to ask you for your identification, including all the cops. They're going to welcome you. Come on in. Vote for all of your favorite Democrats right here. So this is where I understand where Alec Baldwin is coming from, and I can understand why he threw a goddamn fit. He's like, what, are you freaking kidding me? You need 14 goddamn cops to surround me and demand my goddamn identification for riding my freaking bicycle on the wrong side of the stupid goddamn road? So I do understand where Alec Baldwin is coming from. Again, politically, he's an idiot. But this, I understand where he's coming from. A lot of those other fits, whatever. Do I support those? It's not about supporting, but should he have acted a little differently? Okay, well, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. Who knows? Who cares? It's not news to me. I don't give a damn. But on this, I understand where he's coming from, just on this particular issue. And the issue is we don't need that much goddamn force. Again, it's not the police force that I have a problem with. It's the police force. They have far too freaking much work. They have far too much of it. You don't need 14 goddamn cops to surround one man riding his bike the wrong way on a goddamn street. It's not worth even saying anything. And if you do, hey, buddy, get on the other side of the street. And leave it at that. That's it, cop. That's all you got to do. But no, they got to get that arrest. They got to, they got to fill their quota. Being a big man, that's not being a big man. That's not brave. That's cowardly. I'm sorry, cops, but too much. And demanding to see the identification? Why is it so important to see ID? Why don't you do that in the voting booth once in a while? Huh? Why don't you go to a voting booth and demand to see people's ID? And if they don't, you can handcuff them. Boy, you could really fill your quota then, couldn't you? Illegal aliens don't have ID. So, I gotta be on Alec Baldwin's side on this particular issue. It's the point. I'm not really so much on his side as I am on the point that he was making. That's what I am. I'm on his point. I understand the point that he was making. So then he's got to get out there and tweet. Everybody's got to tweet. New York City is a mismanaged carnival of stupidity that is desperate for revenue and anxious to criminalize behavior once thought benign. Mr. Baldwin, I don't think there was ever a time that I have ever agreed more with you than that particular tweet. And I hate tweets, but this is a good tweet, if there is such a goddamn thing. Yes, you are absolutely correct. New York City is a mismanaged carnival of stupidity. You're part of that carnival of stupidity. Sorry, not for nothing, Mr. Baldwin, but you're starting to realize, maybe he doesn't realize it, but he's starting to realize at least something's wrong. Well, this is what you voted for, Mr. Baldwin. This is what your liberalism brings, Mr. Baldwin. Don't you understand, Mr. Baldwin? This is what your liberalism brings. You asked for it. You demanded it. So you voted for it. Yeah. That's right. You voted for it. This is what liberalism brings. And now these liberals are finding out, wait a minute, they're not supposed to attack me. I'm not a Tea Partier. Go get that guy over there. Look at him. He looks like a Republican. Yeah. You're starting to see now, Mr. Baldwin, what liberalism is? This is what you want. This is what you vote for. Every time you go into the voting booth, Mr. Baldwin, this is what you vote for. Start waking up, dude. I like you. I think you're probably a pretty cool guy to hang out with. I'd hang out with you. Even though you're still politically stupid, I'd still have a conversation with you. I'm pretty sure we could get along. I just got that feeling. I just think that I could get along with you. We'd argue over politics, but if we got off of politics, I'm pretty sure we could become buddies. And you are absolutely 100% correct. Even though we do disagree politically, I'm still pretty sure that you and me could get along. I think we could find some common ground. If we're going to talk about this, yeah, we will. But I think you're starting to see, maybe you might want to start switching here a little bit. Start opening up your eyes. Start vetting the candidates that you keep continuously voting for, Mr. Baldwin. Or not what you really want. Again, be careful what you ask for. There are people out there that will give it to you. I'll give it to you. You people don't seem to realize you're giving it to yourself. So you blame the Republicans for this. They think the Republicans are for this because Republicans, for whatever reason, are so gung-ho with law enforcement. They all think that's a battle cry. And if you're not 100% pro-law enforcement, well, then you're an anarchist and you're this. People always got to go to the goddamn extremes for everything. Shut up. I'm for the citizens. I'm for the Constitution. I'm for common frickin' sense. There's no excuse why the cops would even approach him. I'm sorry, but he's an adult. He's got to learn to take responsibility for himself. He doesn't need a goddamn mommy to come over there, demand his identification, and then handcuff him. Because he gets irate. Well, he was making a goddamn point, and he proved them wrong. That's why he got handcuffed. Alec Baldwin proved the cops wrong. They realized it. They knew it. They had nothing else to – no other comeback. This is what we need out of our country. We don't need this. We don't need our police force to do this crap. That's not the idea of a police force. I'm sorry. I don't care what it says in your stupid goddamn police handbook. This is not the purpose for the police. Jesus Christ, I ride a bike in the wrong way. I do a lot of the times. I do so I can see the traffic. Sometimes you get in a situation you want to be able to see where that traffic's coming from. When you can't see the traffic behind you, you don't know if the son of a bitch is going to run you over or not. And it doesn't matter. He's not a threat to society. Listen, cop, all you cops, unless somebody is a direct, imminent threat to society, you don't need to approach them. All right? Leave them alone. Wait till they commit a crime. I'm sorry, but you have to commit a crime before the cops can come up to you. Because they think you might commit a crime? What, you mind readers now? Well, I'm just protecting, making sure. Got to be sure. Yeah, that's true. You got to be sure that you got a guilty party before you approach them. Otherwise, leave them alone. They're not bothering anybody. Go eat another goddamn donut and shut up. Now, you think that's bad? A 9-year-old girl, 9 years old. Little hater. She's a little miscreant. She's a criminal. We're going to allow rapists, murderers, violent offenders, 36,000 of them, out of jail, free to roam about the United States as they want, free to vote for as many Democrats for as many times as they want. These people get free while a 9-year-old girl gets handcuffed, photographed, fingerprinted. Yeah, photographed, fingerprinted. Got in a boys and girls club fight next to the goddamn monkey bars. Well, the whole story is she's at this, and this is Portland, Oregon, and I do know Portland, Oregon. I grew up in Vancouver, Washington, which is right across the goddamn Columbia River. Portland's always been wacko. The whole state of Oregon is wacko. Beautiful country there, though. Gorgeous coast. Some of the most beautiful coast you've ever seen in your life. Sea Lion Caves. You got Crater Lake. Been all over there. Skied on Mount Hood, Mount Bachelor, the whole smash. But the people are just idiots. But she gets in this little tough. There was two girls that were fighting. So she goes over there to break it up. Ends up getting in a little a slapping, pissing contest with another girl. Well, you know, the Boys and Girls Club said, okay, fine, and suspended them for a week. It should have been over after that, right? You think so? No. No. The officers came to her home. The 9-year-old girl was still wet from running through the neighborhood sprinkler. The officers took her away wearing handcuffs. They photographed her, fingerprinted her, and detained her for over an hour before her mother finally arrived. Her crime? Getting in a fight with another kid, a fight that took place nearly a week beforehand and ended with apologies on all sides. The girls seemed to, well, take care of the problem on their own. Remember, in school there was always a fight. Sometimes there'd be girls fighting, sometimes there'd be boys fighting. But kids are going to fight. They get in trouble for it. They get their little suspension, they learn their little lesson, and everybody goes about their merry way. Nobody's emotionally harmed or scarred. The problem is solved. The kids do learn. It's part of growing up. Why kids fight? Well, that's, you know, that's the human. Nobody invented the human being. Nobody ever. Not one human being invented another human being. So we do not know why we do what we do. But we have to learn when we screw up. And we do. They're never going to learn. This is not going to teach a kid, a 9-year-old kid. That's too excessive. That's ridiculous. Again, I know common sense. Well, according to the Oregonian, which is their newspaper, which is it's a garbage newspaper. Again, it's one of those newspapers that's about, you know, a step or two above the Onion. The Oregonian newspaper all started with a scuffle on a basketball court at the Boys and Girls Club on North Trenton Street. I know where that's at. In Portland's New Columbian neighborhood. Witnesses told the police the 9-year-old girl got in the middle of a dispute between two other girls who had been arguing because one tattled on the other for drawing on a desk. Well, there's also another lesson in here. Little tattletale, be careful with that tattletale. This is the kind of society that they like now. They want this. They want you reporting on your neighbor. He didn't vote for Democrats. He criticizes the king in the privacy of his own home. You must check him out. He's anti-government. He's an anarchist. I'm in fear of my life. That's what they want. They want citizens turning on citizens. Remember that, Mr. Bill O'Reilly? That's what the Nazis did. You still think Nazism isn't alive and well, will never come into the United States? Huh? It's here, Mr. O'Reilly. They're not wearing brown shirts or lightning bolts on their collars, but Nazism is most definitely here in the United States. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that little tattletale should have got her butt kicked. So good for the other girl for fighting for her. I'm sorry, I support that. Kids are going to learn. So what? They're going to fight. What kind of damage can they do? I'm sorry, but kids can fight. They're not going to do that much damage. Plus, they learn a lesson. This is what happens. This is all part of growing up. Sometimes you got to get smacked around a little bit to learn. It's okay. That's how you mature. That's how you grow up. Sometimes you got to learn a lesson the hard way. And it's okay. And no harm was really done. None of the girls got seriously injured. They all walked away thinking that they all learned a valuable frickin' lesson. But no, they didn't. It wasn't enough. We needed more. This 9-year-old girl is a threat to society. We must remove her. After receiving a call from the mother of the other girl involved in the fight, police arrived, so the other mother is now a tattletale. Maybe the mother could have learned a lesson out of this. I doubt it. But the police arrive at the 9-year-old girl's home to investigate. They got to investigate it. 9-year-old girls pissing on each other. They got to bring cops to investigate the situation. What are you freaking kidding me? They found the 9-year-old girl's statements inconsistent with witnesses. Maybe, I don't know, maybe witnesses could have been inconsistent? You're going to take the witness's report rather than the girl who was actually in the goddamn fight. What are you kidding me? What are you kidding me? Accusing her of fourth-degree assault. Assault! She's 9 freaking years old, fighting with another 9-year-old. Assault? You're an idiot. It's not the police force. It's the police force. No excuse. That cop should have... I'm not going to go show up to a 9-year-old girl's home and investigate a goddamn pissing contest between... a couple of 9-year-olds? The cop should have lost his job for that one right there. Police chief should have said, hey, Officer Obi, get in here. You're friggin' fired. Give me your badge. Give me your gun. Don't ever show up in here again or I'm going to arrest you. Did we get that? No. This son of a bitch probably got a goddamn promotion. Probably got a Medal of Honor. that make you feel like a real man now, cop? You took a 9-year-old girl out of society? Because you found her statements inconsistent with witnesses who probably showed up to the fight late and didn't even see it all? My God almighty! Don't they have a district attorney in there? Maybe the district attorney could bring these cops on charges. And bring the goddamn police chief on charges for not firing these assholes. God damn it! But just got to accept it, 21st century. We don't like it, but we just got to accept it. It's the 21st century, man. It is what it is. Well, no, it isn't. It is what it is, Mr. McCain. This is unacceptable. Fingerprinted, photographed. She get a full body cavity search too? Huh? Jesus Christ, 4th degree assault, class A misdemeanor. This is ridiculous. No excuse for that. No excuse for that at all, cop. You shouldn't have even shown up to her house. Jesus Christ, when are we going to get some common frickin' sense in our country again? I'm sorry, cops, but I can't support this crap. You people keep turning me away. You keep pushing me away. I would love to have faith and trust in the police departments. I really would. I'd love to have that trust again. But you give me no reason to have any faith in you or to give you my trust. I can't. There's too many of these cases. Okay, fine. If they were once in a blue friggin' moon, all right, we can understand that. This is all the goddamn time, and I'm sick of it. Every goddamn day. 9 years old. You can't make a freaking gun out of your little fingers. Think like you're doing a bow and arrow. You got to get cops to come in and arrest you, 10 years old. What the hell? Kid burps in class. They need 4 cops to come arrest this kid. Teacher, you can't handle the problem on your own? Look, teacher, I'm sorry. You can't handle a kid for acting up in class, which they're going to do, by the way. That's why they're kids. If you can't handle that, teacher, you shouldn't be in the frickin' classroom. But they don't want that. They want the kids to sit there and just absorb everything that they tell them. Well, they're not a computer. You can't program them. Okay? You can't sit them down and just program them. You're going to have to teach them. So if one of the kids screws up in class, that's a moment for you to teach not only that kid, but the entire class. Because maybe there's a kid who's going to repeat that same thing if you don't. But they don't want to teach. They just want to spoon feed and program their students. That's called indoctrination. That's what they want to do. They want to indoctrinate you. They don't want to teach you. And so if you are, well, resisting their indoctrination, then you must be punished. You are a threat to society. We'll call in the police. Well, if you got to call in the police for a kid burping in class or making a goddamn gun out of his hand, you have no business being in the classroom. You have no business being on school grounds, any school grounds, period. That's just goddamn ridiculous. But now we got a deputy. Big old tough deputy. Yeah. Name is Bailiff Jim Husky. Probably is Husky, too. Big man. Big, brave man. This is in Coke County, in Knoxville, I guess, Virginia. Doesn't matter where. Oh, Tennessee. Tennessee. Coke County courtroom in April 2013. Strikes a 14-year-old boy in the face after the teen dared to utter a smart-ass comment about the judge. So he's got to run across the courtroom and whack him across the face. Big grown man. This boy's 14. Well, actually, this boy actually had a kind of another reason, like Alec Baldwin, to smart off, to make a comment, even though it may have been disrespectful. The kid was in there because they found he had underage drinking alcohol. And the judge wanted to find out who gave him the alcohol. Well, first of all, the kid shouldn't even be in the goddamn courtroom anyway. Okay, I'm sorry, 14 years old. You know, we'd get caught with alcohol. Cops poured it out and let you, you know, I mean, you learned a lesson. So if you're going to do something, make sure you don't get caught. That's a lesson we learned. We didn't want to get caught. But we need to stop making such a big to-do. We don't need to get law enforcement involved in every goddamn situation. The point I'm trying to make is when can parents actually become parents again? When can the parents go back to punishing their kids their way? Well, we can't. We need the police to get involved. Okay, the kid was underage drinking. Big whoop-de-doo. You know, I'm sorry, but it should have been very simple. Okay, do you plead guilty or not guilty? Well, I plead guilty. Okay, boom, here it is, done. There should have been no demand of where you found the alcohol. 14 years old, you're going to find alcohol. I did. I didn't have any trouble finding it. Kids are going to find alcohol. Kids are going to find whatever they're going to find. There's no excuse for you, judge, to hound this kid. Of where he got the goddamn alcohol. I mean, after the boy entered a plea in the courtroom, the suit claims that Cook County Judge John A. Bell repeatedly badgered and threatened D.W. with contempt if he didn't reveal who provided him with the alcohol. You got to repeatedly badger and threaten contempt. We can't get our attorney general in contempt. But we can put a 14-year-old kid who just happened to get alcohol in contempt. They're 14 years old. Most 14-year-old kids are going to experiment with alcohol. Not all of them, but a lot of them will. We're going to have a beer here and there. Doesn't matter. I'm sorry, but you got to learn. Again, it's all part of growing up. Sometimes you have to learn a lesson the hard way. You don't need this much force over an alcohol charge. He's 14 years old. You should have understood that, Judge, but you don't. Why? I don't know. Because it makes you feel big and tough. So when the boy said something, then this big old bailiff has to run over there. Even if the kid was totally in the wrong, you don't need a bailiff to go running over there and whack the kid across the face. There is no excuse for that. Well, evidently, this particular sheriff's department in Cook County has had a long history of violations. They've had FBI investigate them. They've had all kinds of criminal complaints and lawsuits against them, so it's a long history of this kind of justice that continues in our country. FBI investigations, multiple allegations of law enforcement corruption and abuse and judicial impropriety. No, we don't have a police state in this country. No, what the hell am I complaining about? You don't need to be punching the kid in the frickin' face. So Mrs. Wilford, the kid's mom, asked the office of the district attorney to file assault charges against the bailiff for striking the child without need or provocation, which there wasn't. Kid's going to make a smart-ass comment. The judge probably deserved a goddamn smart-ass comment. He's 14 years old. He's not going to have any trouble getting alcohol. You can get it. He's not going to tell you, and it doesn't matter. Why does it matter where he got the alcohol from? It's not that important, Judge. Not that important. You don't need to continue. You don't need to continue. How many more people do you need to throw in jail now? Does that make you feel big and tough? The more people you can throw in jail, the better? Would you get paid by the amount of prisoners you create? I mean, why are you making such a big to-do about it, Judge? Well, they're corrupt. They make a living. Well, she asks the attorney general, or the district attorney, to file charges against this brute. Well, instead, she finds out the day after she went and requested that the DA file these charges, they filed charges of assault. Imagine that. They now file because this woman dared to talk to the district attorney and say, can you file charges against this big frickin' brute who just beat up my son in the courtroom? Could you file charges against him? So what do? They file charges against the boy, the 14-year-old boy, against this big frickin' brute who snuck up behind him and sucker punched him. And the 14-year-old boy, he's the one with the scars to prove it, gets the assault charges because his mother dared to ask the district attorney to file charges against this cop. This is what you voted for, Alec Baldwin. This is what liberalism brings. You understand or not? You understand now, Mr. Baldwin? Huh? Maybe you understand now? All this stuff that you keep voting for, is that really what you wanted? It's okay to give it to the Tea Party. It's okay to give it to all those racist Republicans, but don't give it to me. Well, this stuff isn't prejudice. It gets you all. Now we got another one. We don't even need cops for this one. Nope. University of Michigan student was given a 4-year suspension after being found guilty of a sexual assault, despite receiving little notice of the charges against him, no attorney, no trial, no jury. Now the former student, his name is Drew Sterrett, is suing the public university for abridging due process rights guaranteed to him under the U.S. Constitution. You don't have that anymore, son. You see, your parents kept voting Democrat, and they turned you into a Democrat. So you voted out the United States Constitution, son. Do you understand? Sterrett did have sex with this female student in his dorm room during his freshman year at the university in 2012. 5 months later, while at home in New York for summer break, just at home, sitting around, drinking pina coladas, drinking alcohol, beer, probably smoking pot, the university informed him that she had filed a rape complaint against him. He was told that if he spent any time trying to find an attorney, how dare you? Don't you have the right to an attorney? Where's that Fifth Amendment?
I don't have that anymore. Fourth Amendment, second, first, it's gone, sixth, it's gone, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. Jesus Christ, there's nothing left.
I'm looking through this entire Constitution. There's nothing left here. It's all blank. Kid, you're screwed. This is what happens when you vote Democrat. Right here. This is a result of liberalism. This is what liberalism brings. Do you people understand now? You understand now when you go to that goddamn voting booth and vote for that frickin' Democrat? This is what you're voting for. This is what we're fighting against. But we're the haters. We're the haters.
Dare you look for an attorney.
No Miranda rights. You do not have the right for an attorney, even if you can afford one. He was told that if he spent any time trying to find an attorney, the university would proceed without him. Later that day, he attended a hearing by Skype in which he denied any wrongdoing. At no point during the call was Sterrett given notice of the specific allegations which had been made against him. Doesn't matter. The investigation was halted in September after Sterrett's accuser expressed second thoughts. Maybe she realized, what am I doing here? I thought I was going to get rich, but it looks like I'm not going to get a reality show, so I'm going to have second thoughts. Expressed second thoughts about having the details of their encounter made public. She didn't want to look like a slut because she was having sex with this kid, and this kid's buddy was also in the room. I guess he was, by himself in the corner? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he was taking pictures. Maybe that's it. Maybe there's a video out there. She doesn't want the video to get out. Who the hell knows? Sterrett was left in the dark about this, though he was warned to stay away. Stay away from Mosher Jordan. That's the residence hall where his accuser lived. Ultimately, the university proceeded to adjudicate the matter. Administrators eventually informed Mr. Sterrett that he was found guilty of raping his accuser and cheating a hostile environment. Can't read today. Maybe I need another shot of grog. That's what it is. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. Come on. How about finding the rapists for Ambassador Chris Stevens? How about doing that? Huh? He was found guilty of raping his accuser and creating a hostile environment. Imagine that. It was suspended until 2016. Sterrett says the charges are ludicrous. Well, yeah. And the proceedings, a gross perversion of justice. Yeah. For one thing, his roommate was present for the sexual encounter and could have provided testimony that their sex was consensual, which it probably more than likely was. For another, Sterrett was not given adequate representation, nor was he ever given an opportunity to address his accuser's specific allegations. Now, whether this kid actually raped her or not, okay, if he didn't rape her, I mean, if he did rape her, this girl needs to go through with it. But if he didn't, you need to come clean, sweetheart. Give your true intentions of why you did this. Rape is a serious crime. You can't use rape to get your way. You can't use rape to get a payday. Rape and race, these kinds of things, these are not things that you take lightly. You don't play that stupid frickin' race card lightly. That's not something that you use. Hate, all this crap. You don't just use that word to get what you want. But that's not right. Karma has a very, 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 very painful way of striking you down. At some point, they may not get you right away, but eventually it'll get you. It'll catch up to you. So be careful of playing that game. Because people can play it against you too. I don't know. I wasn't in the room. But the fact is, there was no trial. There was no nothing. Pretty sure he should win his... Well, he should win the lawsuit. Whether he will or not, who knows? But this girl, well, she stepped in it. She opened herself up. This girl made a very costly mistake. Somebody should have told her. Somebody should have advised her. But they didn't. This is what our culture brings. You can't get what you want? Well, then just accuse them of something. And make it good. Race or rape. Make it good. And the charges will stick. If it's a strong enough accusation, well, we got to take it serious. Then they're guilty. Doesn't matter if you did or you didn't do it. Still, a university appeal board upheld the ruling against him. The decision of the appeals board was a rubber stamp of the flawed investigation and report and addendum, lacked fundamental fairness, was reckless, arbitrary, and capricious, and clearly denied Sterrett due process, according to Sterrett's lawsuit. Well, he does have a case. If it is rape, look, rape is very serious. Again, if he did rape, he should be very seriously punished. I believe rape should be a hell of a lot more than what a lot of these rapists actually get. There should be a stronger punishment. But you got to make damn sure it is rape. It's very easy for a woman. I'm sorry. It is what it is. It's very easy for a man to deny rape, and it's very easy for a woman to declare rape. It's very difficult to prove rape. It is. It's very difficult. But ladies, you got to use some common sense. Men, you have to use some common frickin' sense. Human beings, you have to use some common frickin' sense. If it is, then it is. If it ain't, then it ain't. The point is, stop crying frickin' wolf. When real rape happens, nobody gets to hear about it. Ah, well, she's just a slut. She just wanted it. So it goes away. Nobody cares. Somebody's a real racist. Doing real racism work. Nobody finds out about it. Allowed to continue. But when a white man says good morning to a black man or dares to criticize a black man for doing something criminal, they're racist. They must be ostracized from society. This is the goddamn point I'm trying to make. Ladies, if you are raped, you need to say something immediately. If you're not, shut up. There are consequences. Don't cry wolf. It's not fair to the real. It's not fair to the real women who get really raped. It's not fair to the real person who is suffering from racism. It's not fair to them. I don't know what the hell happened here. I mean, the whole rape thing is one issue, and the fact that this kid never got a trial, no jury, nothing. No witnesses, nothing. Never found out any information, just the accusation alone. Got him suspended from the school for 4 years. Is that how we want to live? Now we've got a school punishing us? They don't need to go to the cops. They don't need to go to a lawyer. They don't need to read the Constitution. They don't need to go to Congress. They can just take it upon themselves. And they talk about us being anarchists. What do you think this is? That is anarchy. Process. We are asking for due process. We're asking to follow the Constitution. That's pro-government, not anti-government, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, but they're anti-government. They're anti-science. Obamacare contractors pays employees to do nothing. Imagine that. I wonder if he can look at porn all day, these people. like the IRS is doing. They're out there just, you know, looking at porn. These guys are sitting at their computers just refreshing every 10 minutes. Employees at an Obamacare processing center. I mean, that right there. That scares the hell out of you right there. The employees at an Obamacare processing center in Missouri with a contract worth $1.2 billion with a big fat frickin' B. $1 billion are reportedly getting paid to do nothing. Their goals are set to process 2 applications per month. That's their goal. Process 2 applications a month. And some people are not even able to do that. God damn it. Then how did they get all these millions of people that supposedly signed up for Obamacare? I mean, you see, this stuff, this is the kind of stuff that my brain just can't process. It's because I don't understand Common Core math. I don't understand liberal math. It doesn't make any sense to me. If these people aren't allowed to process the goddamn applications, how did we get all these numbers? The facility in Wentzville is operated by Serco, the company owned by a British firm that was awarded $1.2 billion in part to hire 1,500 workers to handle paper applications for coverage under the law. 1,500. You need 1,500 people to sit on their ass for $1.2 billion. To not process people into Obamacare. Well, I thought the whole goal was to get everybody into Obamacare. I mean, you see the conflicting, the confliction here? I mean, is it just me? Am I the only one where this crap doesn't make any frickin' sense? Well, the whistleblower employee told the station that weeks can pass without data entry workers, receiving even a single application to process. So they can go for weeks on end without receiving one single application. Employees reportedly spend their days staring at their computers. They are told to sit at their computers and hit the refresh button every 10 minutes, but no more than every 10 minutes. I guess what happens if they do it more than 10 minutes, do they get in trouble? Do they get fired? They're monitored to hopefully look for an application. Where are they? Where's all these applications? We can't find them. Where are they? Well, no one's signing up. That's why there's no goddamn applications. The employee accused Serco of attempting to conceal the lack of work as it continues to hire employees for processing centers in Missouri, Kentucky, and Oklahoma. The employee said Serco is compensated for each worker it hires. So it doesn't matter if they need the work. Doesn't matter if the company needs these workers. They're just going to hire them. They get more money. I wish they could hire me. Let me sit at my desk. I'll sit at my desk all frickin' day and get paid. I'll do that. Hell yeah. Sign me up. Jesus, God Almighty. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services told KMOV. Guess that's the local station there. In a statement that Serco is committed to making sure federal funds are spent appropriately. Oh, looks like they are, aren't they? They're doing a bang-up job, aren't they? And the number of Serco staff is reviewed on a regular basis. Oh, I'm sure it is. Last year, the British government launched an investigation into the firm's parent company, Serco Group, for allegedly overbilling the government by tens of millions of pounds. Maybe that's why our government hired these people. So they can overspend the government. So we can tax the Tea Party more. Yeah. They just need an excuse to tax people. They want people poor. That's what they want. They want people poor so the government can have a better control over them. Look at North Korea. Look at North Korea. Is that how you want to live, libs? Well, they want the Tea Party to live that way, but they want to be part of the elite class. Well, the elite class, the governing class, isn't going to accept you. So you're going to be screwed too, Alec Baldwin. Maybe you need to open up your eyes. Listen to your brother. Listen to your little brother there, Alec. He's got it right. Listen to him. He's a smart guy. And you're a smart guy, Alec. Believe it or not, you are a pretty smart guy. It's just a matter of using that smarts. But I do support him for what happened in New York City. It's the point. I support the point that he was making. No excuse why the cops even said a word to him. No excuse whatsoever. Absolutely ridiculous. So I understand where he came from, and good for you for blowing up. They're never going to learn anyway. But at least at least somebody is standing up. That's what it takes. You got to stand up. So what? Throw a fit. Make your goddamn point. They're just going to keep walking over us if we don't. The Obama administration defended the high-dollar contract. Of course they did. Of course they did. It's only $1.2 billion. You know, he's only got $4 trillion more to go before we reach 20. That's actually $3 trillion, actually less than $3 trillion. Well, there goes that Common Core math of mine again. No wonder I can't add. We're dangerously close to $18 trillion, just a little over $2 trillion to go. And we're going to reach $20 trillion. Just think what $20 trillion is. $20 trillion. I mean, $1 trillion is bad enough, but 20? How are we going to pay that back? Well, we won't. We never will. We're going to become a vassal. I refuse to be a vassal. We've got to put an end to this. I'm sorry, but Mr. Obama, you are taking this country in the wrong freaking direction. The amount of crimes that you have committed against the citizens, against the foundation of this country, its core, its foundation, our Constitution, our liberties, our rights, our lives. There's no excuse why you have not been impeached. Dollars. $1.2 billion frickin' dollars for a company that is incompetent. It overbills governments. The goddamn British kicked them out. These people just want the money. They don't want to do the work. So you hire them. That makes you incompetent. They don't want you to find that out. As soon as a liberal makes a mistake, they've got to go into cover-up mode. We can't go out and admit, say, sorry, taxpayers, but we overcharged you $1.2 billion for a company that, is incompetent, didn't do their job. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take this company to court, and we're going to get that $1.2 billion back, and we're going to go out, we're going to research, and we're going to vet a real company to do the real job. And we're not going to spend $1.2 billion to do it. That's what this goddamn administration should have done. Did they? No. No, no, no. See, admitting that you made a mistake and fixing the problem, that's, to them, is a sign of weakness. Well, to me, that's a sign of strength. I screwed up, and here's what we're going to do to fix the goddamn problem. And we're never going to do this again. That's strength. That's called frickin' leadership. That's called common goddamn sense. But we don't have that in this country anymore. I want it back. I don't have any more patience. I'm through waiting. No more. I will not, Mr. McCain, just sit by and accept.
I don't like it.
Well, if you don't like it, say something about it. Do something about it. We need that fight back in this country. We need that fight back. We need to have it in here. Right inside. Bring back that fight, man. Ah! Let me see your war face. Ah! That's what we need in this country. But we don't have it. Just bend over and let them, just let them go. Run right over me. I don't give a damn. I'm right here. Just walk all over me. I'm a goddamn rug. Kick me, trample me, tax me. I'm not worthy. I gladly give my life to the king. We want to be free. We're going to have to fight for it. I'm sorry, it sucks. It sucks and we have to fight. We should not have to be here, but we are here. We want to keep what we already have, what they haven't stolen yet. We want to get back what they ripped off from us. We're going to have to fight. And if it means you're going to have to step on some toes and slap some faces, so be it. Friend, family, or foe. Fight, fight, fight! I want to thank everybody for listening today, all those that were in the chat room, all those that were on their smartphones, all those that are going to download later. I want to thank everybody for listening today. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.